I remember the nature of what we are doing here with the Word of God. If you can please think of this with me, as you would think of some sample from the field that you take to a lab, the biology lab, and you explore it with the microscope and then with the electron microscope, and you get down to the deepest issues of the cells, or if the brain, you're talking about the nerves, you get some slice of brain tissue. And we're looking at it with an electron microscope to be sure. Why? Because the issues are so deep and so important that for us to treat the Word of God any other way is not adequate. There are clues in this Bible to who God is and who we are. But a lot of these clues get overlooked because those whose job it is to teach the Word are looking at it with a magnifying glass instead of a microscope. And you say, well, the Word shouldn't be that difficult. Not if God wanted to just plaster it over the billboards of America only. Not if he wants everybody that thinks they can read to be the interpreters of the Word. But if he wants to give the Word to the people through teachers, he wants the teachers to teach the Word adequately. Now, we cannot get over this point that we're 2,000 years away from the experiences of this Bible. You understand that? Language was different. Customs were different. Moods were different. Everything was different. It was a different world. We're trying to take the things that they wrote in those days, the things the apostles wrote, and by examining the language and examining the times, and through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, try to come to grips with what is really said to us here. And the idea that anybody who just prays and says, Lord, guide me to interpret the Word, and sets out to interpret it, the idea that they're going to be able to do that misfires because it hasn't happened that way. It doesn't work. You've got thousands of different opinions about the Bible in the church today. You've got thousands of amateurs out there trying to guide people in the faith, and the problem with it, it's not working. It's not working. It's all right if you don't have any problems. Almost anything will do. But if you say to yourself, the faith as delivered up in the church is not working for me, then I have to say maybe we ought to examine the text and really find out what it's saying rather than what some amateur has said it's saying. You think that may be an egotistical thing? It is a profound respect for the Word of God that says it is worthy of careful study and not just some Saturday night brush through the Sunday school lesson. Maybe it's deeper than that. Maybe the Bible does not yield its truth to the Saturday night pursuant of a Sunday school lesson. Maybe the truth is yielded to those who bring the respect to it that says, I'm going to pay the price to find out what this Bible is really saying. Now, as I say, it has done service if you don't run into any really severe problems. I've said to you before, that's like the difference between Sir Isaac Newton's physics and Einstein's physics. If you're going to drive a car down the street, Newton will do his physics. If you're going to put a rocket on the moon, you better go to Einstein. See the difference? The church is in trouble today. Christian people are in trouble because they've put together hastily derived manuals from superficial studies of the Word, and they've substituted inspiration for perspiration. By that I mean it's a lot easier for the minister to have a word of prayer on Saturday night, oh God, give me the Word, than it is to spend the hours needed to dig out the Word. You see that? It takes blood, sweat, and tears to get to the place where you can get to the heart of what this Bible is saying. And if you take the easier route, you offer a little prayer to Jesus, and you go out and start talking about the Bible. And that's what's been happening all over America today, and that's why everybody's confused and at loggerheads, and their opinions are varied, and they don't know where they're at, and it's a great confusion. It is not that I think Christians ought not to read the Bible. I'm sure they should. I believe that they ought to read the Bible. But there comes a point where God has given teachers to us.